All right, so we've got this whole stack of materials here all about how to revamp B2B sales lead generation.
Wow, yeah.
It looks like a lot, but we're going to really try to break it down.
Okay.
Focus on, I think, the most important pieces from this guide called Revamping B2B Sales Lead Generation, Techniques for Closing High-Value Deals.
Sounds good.
Now, I'm guessing, and I think I'd be right in guessing this, that you probably want to streamline your sales process.
Of course.
Make it more efficient and ultimately close more of those high-value deals.
Absolutely.
This guide really digs into some really cool strategies that can help you do that.
Okay.
One of the things that really jumped out at me just skimming through it was this idea of like fine-tuning your ideal customer profile.
Right.
It can apparently like supercharge your sales efficiency, which I thought was really interesting.
Oh, makes sense.
And then have you ever heard of account-based marketing?
I have, yeah.
That's where you really tailor your approach to those specific really high-value accounts.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we should definitely dig into that a bit more.
Absolutely. I think one of the things that this guide really emphasizes is this shift in focus. You know, it's not just about getting any lead anymore. It's
right.
about attracting the right leads.
Right.
The ones that are most likely to become, you know, your loyal, high-paying customers.
Yeah. I mean, everyone wants those.
Exactly.
And that's really what the guide is all about. It's quality over quantity.
Absolutely.
It really stresses the benefits of this whole targeted approach.
Yeah.
It talks mm-hmm. about increased efficiency, which I think is something that anyone who's spent time chasing down those leads that just go nowhere.
Right.
I mean, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. It's like you're spinning your wheels and getting nowhere.
Absolutely.
And this guide is really saying, hey, stop spinning your wheels, you know, like yeah. focus on the right people. Yeah.
That's great advice.
And when you do that, you know, your sales team, they can really just focus their energy where it matters.
Right.
You know, where it counts.
And that means what?
That means shorter sales cycles.
Yeah.
And a much better return on investment.
Which everybody wants, ultimately.
Absolutely. That's the bottom line.
One of the examples that really jumped out at me in the guide was about this software company. Let's just call them Acme Software for now.
Sure.
They were initially targeting a really broad range of businesses, but they just weren't getting the results they wanted.
Okay.
They had long sales cycles.
Yeah, it's frustrating.
Yeah, close rates were low. It just wasn't working for them. So they kind of took a step back.
Yeah.
And really focused on that ideal customer profile.
Okay, so how did they do that?
Well, they started by really analyzing their best customers.
Makes sense.
They looked for common characteristics. They actually even conducted interviews with some of them.
Wow, that's going the extra mile.
Yeah, to really try to understand their needs and their pain points.
So they were really getting in deep with the customer research.
Yeah, they went all in on this process.
Wow.
And it really paid off.
It's interesting. And what happened next?
Well, so once they had this like crystal clear picture.
Right.
Of their ideal customer.
Yeah.
They basically revamped their entire like marketing and sales approach.
Okay.
They created content that was specifically targeted to their ideal customer's pain points.
Right.
They changed their pricing and their packaging to better align with their ideal customer's budget.
Smart.
And they even trained their sales team.
Yeah.
On how to talk to and communicate effectively with this specific type of customer.
So they basically overhauled their entire approach.
They did. They really did.
Based on this deep understanding of their ideal customer.
Exactly. And the results were, I mean, they were incredible. Their lead conversion rates like skyrocketed.
Yeah.
Their sales cycles shortened significantly.
Yeah.
And their customer lifetime value like just went up dramatically.
That's amazing. It really shows the power of a well-defined ideal customer profile.
Right.
It's not just some kind of abstract concept. It's like
Ro.
It's the foundation for a truly effective sales strategy.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't build a house without a blueprint, can you?
You can try, but it's not going to turn out well.
It's not going to be pretty.
No.
So your ideal customer profile, that is your blueprint for all your sales and marketing efforts.
Yeah, I love that analogy. So let's say we're ready to start building this blueprint.
Okay.
How do we get started?
Well, the guide it lays out some pretty clear steps.
Okay.
For developing an effective ICP.
Okay.
The first step is to really analyze your analyze your best customers.
Okay.
And I think that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you got to know why your existing top clients chose you,
right?
Like,
right.
What problems were they facing?
Right.
What value did they find in your product or service?
And by really digging into those success stories, mm-hmm. you're going to start to see some patterns emerge.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And those patterns are going to reveal those key characteristics of your ideal customer.
Absolutely. It's all about finding those common threads.
Yeah. And you know what? I think this is a really good point for our listeners to kind of pause and just take a minute to reflect.
Yeah. Good idea.
Think about your own best customers.
Right.
Like, what are the things that make them stand out?
Yeah. What do they all have in common?
What do they have in common? Jot down some insights, whatever comes to mind.
Right.
Because this is really valuable information.
It is.
That's going to shape your entire lead generation strategy.
Yeah, it's the foundation.
So once you've identified those key characteristics,
right.
then it's time to think about, okay, how do I attract more customers just like them?
Right.
Right. And that's where content marketing comes in.
Yeah. Content is king, as they say.
It really is. But it's not just about churning out content for the sake of content.
No, right? no, definitely not.
It's about creating content that resonates with your ideal customer.
Right.
Content that speaks directly to their needs and their challenges.
Absolutely. Content that provides value.
And the guide mentions a whole variety of different types of content.
Oh yeah. There's so many options these days.
White papers, case studies, webinars, blog articles. It's a buffet.
Yeah, a whole content buffet.
So how do you choose?
Well, the key is to select the types of content that are going to be most effective for your target audience at different stages of their buying journey.
Yeah, that makes sense. So give me an example.
Okay, so let's say you're selling project management software.
Okay.
Right. Instead of just writing generic blog posts about like productivity, you know?
Yeah.
You could create a detailed case study showcasing how your software helped a specific company.
Okay, all right.
Like in the construction industry, for example, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. And you'd show how they streamlined their project timelines
yeah.
and slashed budget overruns.
Right.
Like that's targeted content.
That's what we call targeted content, folks.
Exactly.
But you know what? We can't forget about those all-important calls to action.
Oh, yes. The CTAs.
Those are essential. We need to, like, guide those readers towards taking that next step.
Absolutely. You got to tell them what to do next.
Yeah. Whether it's downloading a resource or registering for a webinar or requesting a demo.
Right. You got to make it easy for them.
I remember seeing a CTA. It just said, click here to unlock your business's full potential.
Oh, wow.
I mean, come on.
That's a good one.
Who wouldn't want to do that, right?
Yeah, that's very compelling.
So, but let's move on to another interesting topic.
Okay.
This guide, it also introduces this concept called account-based marketing.
Yes, yes, ABM.
ABM. It's a more personalized approach.
Right.
Especially for those high-value deals.
Yeah, it's about getting really specific.
It is. Think of it this way. Instead of just casting a wide net,
okay.
you're using like a spear to target specific high-value fish.
Oh, I like that analogy.
So how do we get started with this ABM spearfishing?
Well, the guide breaks it down into four key steps.
Okay.
First, you got to pinpoint your target accounts.
Right.
The ones that perfectly align with your ideal customer profile.
Right. Good.
Then it's all about creating content that directly addresses their needs and their pain points.
Okay.
We're not talking about generic brochures here.
No, no.
We're talking about tailored solutions.
Okay.
So let's go back to our project management software example. Imagine you've identified this large construction firm
okay.
as a potential target account.
Right.
You wouldn't just send them a generic brochure
right.
about your software's features. You'd research their specific projects, understand their pain points, and then create this tailored presentation.
Okay.
That demonstrates how your software can actually help them overcome those challenges.
So you're really getting to know the decision makers at those target accounts.
Exactly. Yeah. You got to understand what keeps them up at night.
Right. What are their priorities?
What are their goals?
Yeah. It's like doing your homework.
It is. It is.
Before you go in and you present a solution that truly resonates with their needs.
Absolutely.
That's really interesting.
Yeah. And that brings us to the third step, which is aligning your sales and marketing efforts.
Okay.
ABM really demands a close partnership between these two teams.
Yeah. They got to work together.
They got to be on the same page, working together to achieve that common goal.
Yeah, absolutely.
So imagine, right, your marketing team creates this fantastic piece of content for that construction firm.
Okay.
But then your sales team, they reach out with a generic sales pitch. Right? And it completely misses the mark.
Yeah, that's not good.
That's a huge missed opportunity.
Yeah, that alignment is crucial.
It is.
It really makes the whole process feel much more personalized and consistent.
Exactly. Yeah. You want that seamless experience for the customer.
Yeah.
And then finally, we need to measure and optimize.
Yeah.
You know, data is key here.
It always is these days.
It is. It allows us to track the performance of our ABM campaigns and adjust as needed.
Right. So it's an ongoing process.
It is. It's continuous improvement.
Continuous improvement.
Yeah. Ensuring that our efforts are actually aligned with our goals and delivering the desired results.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So now let's talk about some of the tools that can help us navigate this new world of B2B sales lead generation.
Yeah, because the guide mentions CRM platforms, email automation, lead scoring, analytics.
Oh, there's so many options.
Yeah, it's a lot. It can be a bit overwhelming.
It can be, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
When I first started using a CRM system,
yeah.
I mean, it was like this breath of fresh air.
I can imagine.
All of a sudden, I could track all my leads.
Yeah.
I could schedule follow-ups.
Right.
See my entire sales pipeline in one central location.
Wow, that's amazing.
No more sticky notes.
Yeah, no more sticky notes and missed opportunities.
No more missed opportunities. It was great.
That's awesome. I think the important thing is to choose the tools that that actually fit your specific needs and workflow.
Right.
You know, don't just jump on the latest bandwagon.
Right.
Do your research, experiment, and choose what actually works best for you and your team.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So
yeah,
we've talked about
we have
a lot of different tools and strategies.
We have,
but I think it's easy to forget sometimes.
Yeah.
That B2B sales is still about
human connection.
Human connection.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially when we're trying to stand out in such a crowded marketplace.
Right. It's easy to get lost in the noise.
It is. And the guide really emphasizes the importance of social selling.
Yeah. And when it comes to B2B,
yeah.
We're mainly talking about LinkedIn.
Yeah, that's where everybody is.
That's where the decision makers are, right? Yeah. They're spending their time there, consuming content, connecting with others.
Yeah, it's a valuable platform.
Yeah.
But the key is to use it strategically.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You don't want to just be spamming people with sales pitches.
No one wants that. So how do we make those connections feel genuine? How do we make them valuable?
I think it's all about authenticity.
Okay.
And real engagement.
Yeah.
So instead of just sending like a generic connection request.
Yeah.
Right.
No.
Personalize your message.
Okay.
Mention something specific that you found interesting on their profile.
Right.
Or a shared connection you have.
Yeah, good idea.
It shows you've actually done your homework.
Yeah.
And you're genuinely interested in connecting.
Yeah, I've been trying to do that more myself.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of just, you know, hitting that connect button.
Right.
I'll mention an article that they share that I found insightful or a common interest that we have.
That's great.
And it feels much more natural.
Yeah, you're building a relationship. You're not just, you know, trying to sell them something right off the bat.
Exactly. So build relationships, offer valuable insights, position yourself as a thought leader.
Exactly.
And then when the time is right, those connections,
yeah,
they can turn into valuable leads.
Absolutely.
But before we go too deep into the social media jungle, we can't forget about good old-fashioned email marketing.
Oh yeah, email is still alive and well.
It is. I know some people think it's outdated.
Yeah.
But I still find it incredibly effective.
Me too.
When it's done right.
When it's done right, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
email marketing is far from dead.
No, it's not.
But it needs a strategic approach.
It does. And the guide highlights the importance of segmentation.
Right.
And personalization.
Yeah.
You know, like let's say you're hosting a webinar on a new feature that's particularly relevant to your clients in healthcare.
Okay. Yeah.
You wouldn't want to send a generic invitation to your your entire email list.
No, you got to target it.
No, you segment your list and send a tailored invitation to that healthcare group, highlighting the benefits that they would gain from attending.
Yeah, you got to speak their language.
Exactly.
Address their specific needs.
It's all about speaking their language and addressing their specific needs.
Exactly.
And remember, you know, those discovery calls.
Yes.
They're crucial.
They are.
Right. They're your opportunity to dig deeper.
Yeah.
To understand the prospect's pain points.
Right.
And to really assess whether your solution is a good fit.
Absolutely. You're qualifying those leads.
And the guide suggests asking those open-ended questions.
Okay.
To get that conversation flowing.
Makes sense.
You know, things like what are your biggest challenges?
Yeah, classic.
Or what are you hoping to achieve?
Good one.
You know, it's not about interrogation. It's about understanding.
Right.
Their needs.
You're not just trying to sell them something.
No.
You're trying to understand their situation.
Right.
And see if you can genuinely help.
Right. And if it seems like a good fit.
Yeah.
You know, that's when you can. You can smoothly transition to a follow-up action.
Exactly.
Right. Maybe it's scheduling a demo or sending a proposal or connecting them with a relevant team member.
Keep that momentum going.
Yeah, keep that momentum going.
Absolutely. But even with the best strategies in place,
yeah,
we need to rely on data.
Data.
It's the key.
Yeah, it's like our compass, you know.
It is.
Guiding us towards continuous improvement.
Absolutely. It's more accessible than you might think.
Yeah.
You know, the guide highlights some key metrics
for
B2B sales,
right?
Like lead conversion rate, customer acquisition cost,
yeah,
and sales cycle length.
Okay.
These metrics, they give you this clear picture of what's working and what's not.
I used to think data analysis was just for like the tech savvy folks.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
But now I realize it's an essential tool for anyone in sales.
Absolutely.
It's like having this behind the scenes look at your entire sales process.
Yeah, it's like having x-ray vision.
Yeah. So say you're running a marketing campaign and you're getting, you know, tons of clicks.
Okay.
But very few conversions.
Yeah.
Data analytics can help you pinpoint like the weak link in your funnel.
Exactly. Yeah. Find those bottlenecks.
And then you can make those adjustments.
Right. Optimize your process.
Yeah. It's not just about collecting data. It's about using it to inform your decisions.
Absolutely. Data-driven decisions.
And continuously improve your approach.
Exactly. And the B2B landscape is constantly shifting.
It is.
So we need to be flexible and adapt to those changes.
Makes sense.
But, you know, at its core, B2B sales, it's about building lasting relationships.
Right.
You know, it's not just about closing those quick transactions.
Right.
It's about going beyond the transactional and forming those genuine connections.
Yeah. The guide really stresses the importance of transparency and honesty.
Yeah. You got to be authentic.
You do.
Yeah.
You do. Okay. People, they can spot inauthenticity a mile away.
Oh, right? Yeah, for sure.
So be upfront about what you offer, how you can help.
And be genuine, be real.
Be real. And
yeah.
And you know those little touches.
Yeah.
Those personalized follow-ups, the handwritten notes, the small gifts, the things that show you are paying attention.
Yes. Those go a long way. They show that you value the relationship.
Yes.
Not just the sale.
It's about showing that you value the relationship, not just the sale.
Exactly.
Which brings us to another really powerful tool.
Okay.
Social proof.
Social proof.
In the B2B world.
Yeah.
Trust is everything.
It is.
Right? It's paramount.
And nothing builds trust.
Yeah.
Like seeing that that others have succeeded with your product or service.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Seeing is believing, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. The guide highlights three key elements of social proof.
Okay.
Case studies.
Okay.
Client testimonials.
Yeah.
And industry accolades.
Right. So it's about showcasing your track record.
Yeah. Let those happy customers sing your praises.
Yeah. Let those happy customers sing your praises.
Yeah.
But don't just list your accomplishments.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Tell stories.
You gotta tell stories.
Tell stories that showcase how you've helped real clients overcome their challenges and achieve tangible results.
Yeah. Make it real. Make it relatable.
Exactly. So instead of just saying, we increased their efficiency by 20%, tell the story of how that efficiency gain impacted their business and their team.
Exactly. What was the real-world impact?
Yeah. Let's hear about those positive ripple effects.
Yeah, paint that picture.
And remember, gathering social proof isn't a one-time thing.
No, it's ongoing. You got to continuously collect and share positive feedback from your clients to reinforce that credibility.
Yeah, it's like a constantly updating highlight reel
It is.
of your success.
But even with glowing social proof, it's important to remember that not every prospect is ready to buy
Yeah.
Immediately.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. They might be at different stages of their buyer's journey.
Yeah, they might be.
Yeah.
And the guide breaks the buyer's journey down into three key phases:
Okay.
awareness,
Okay.
consideration,
All right.
and decision.
Got it.
So it starts with awareness, where the prospect recognizes that they have a problem,
Okay.
but they might not know the solution yet.
Right. They're just starting to explore.
Yeah, and then comes consideration,
Okay.
where they're actively researching different solutions, weighing their options,
Right.
and then finally the decision stage, where they're ready to make a
So
purchase.
it's a process.
It is. It is.
They go through.
And the key is to tailor your content and your messaging to each stage.
Absolutely. Meet them where they are.
So in the awareness stage,
Yeah.
you might focus on educational content that helps them understand the problem that they're facing.
Right.
And then as they move into that consideration stage,
Yeah.
you showcase case studies, demos, comparisons
Right.
to highlight how your solution stands out.
Give them the information they need to make a decision.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And in that decision stage, you address any remaining concerns and provide that final nudge of social proof to seal the deal.
Absolutely. Make them feel confident in their choice.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly.
Yeah.
It's all about meeting your prospect where they are in their journey
Yeah.
and guiding them towards a solution that fits their needs.
Absolutely.
But even with all of these strategies in place,
Yeah.
we can't forget about the importance of continuous improvement.
Continuous improvement.
This isn't a set it and forget it type of process.
No, it's an ongoing journey.
It is. The guide stresses the importance of gathering feedback from your sales team,
Right.
who are on the front lines and really have those valuable insights.
They do. They're the ones talking to the customers every day.
Right.
Yeah. You got to tap into that on the ground knowledge.
What's working? What's not? What challenges are they facing?
Right. And don't be afraid to experiment.
Yeah.
Try new approaches, test different tools,
Right.
use data to guide your decisions.
Okay.
That's how you stay ahead of the curve
Yeah.
and make sure that your sales strategies are as effective as they can be.
Oh, we've covered
We have.
a lot of ground in this deep dive into B2B sales lead generation.
Yeah. From the nitty-gritty of defining your ideal customer profile
Yeah.
to the power of social proof and the absolute necessity of data-driven decisions. Data is everything.
Data is king.
It is. Now let's step back for a second.
Okay.
Okay, and kind of look at the bigger picture here.
Right.
What's fascinating to me
Yeah.
is that it's about moving beyond those individual tactics
Okay.
and embracing this more holistic approach
Right.
to B2B sales lead generation.
Yeah, it's not just about checking off boxes,
Yeah.
It's about building a system
Yeah.
that works smoothly from start to finish.
It's like a
Well-oiled machine.
well-oiled machine.
Yeah.
Right, but like any well-oiled machine, it needs regular maintenance
Yes, it does.
and fine-tuning. You can't just set it and forget it.
Absolutely not.
Continuous improvement.
Continuous improvement is essential.
It is. And the B2B landscape, it's always evolving.
Yeah.
So we need to be constantly learning, adapting, refining our strategies.
So how do we stay ahead of the curve? The guide mentions getting feedback from your sales team,
Yeah.
which is crucial.
It is, but data analytics is our compass here.
Right.
We need to track our key performance indicators or KPIs,
Right. KPIs.
analyze that data and pinpoint those areas where we can do better.
Okay.
So our lead conversion rates dropping
Yeah.
is our sales cycle getting longer?
Okay.
The data will reveal where we need to focus our energy.
So it's like having a rear view mirror.
Okay.
And a crystal ball at the same time.
Interesting.
So you can see what's worked in the past and use that knowledge to make smarter decisions about the future.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
And we can't be afraid to experiment, right?
No, experimentation is key.
Try new approaches.
Yeah, test different tools.
Yeah.
See what delivers the best results for your specific business and target market.
A-B testing is our friend.
A-B testing is your friend.
So let's zoom out. Okay. Even further.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
We've talked about building relationships.
Yeah.
Providing value.
Yeah.
But how does this all connect to the overall success of a business?
Right.
Why should CEOs, business owners, why should they care about revamping their B2B sales lead generation?
I think it all boils down to this. B2B sales lead generation, it's the lifeblood of any business.
It is.
You know, it's how you attract new customers, increase revenue,
right,
and ensure that that long-term sustainability.
That's a really good point.
Without a consistent flow of high-quality leads,
yeah,
your business is gonna eventually struggle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a stark reality.
It is. And this isn't just a sales issue.
But, yeah.
It's a business critical issue.
It is.
It's an issue that needs attention from the top.
From the top.
CEOs and business owners, they need to understand the importance of investing in a robust B2B sales lead generation strategy.
And that investment goes beyond just money, right?
Absolutely. It's about fostering a culture that values relationships,
right,
that prioritizes the customer experience,
right,
and that embraces continuous improvement.
Continuous improvement. So what's the next step for our listeners?
I mean,
we've absorbed a ton of information here.
We have.
But how do we turn knowledge into action? Where should they start after finishing this deep dive?
Okay, well, I would say revisit their ideal customer profile.
Okay.
Is it still accurate?
Okay.
Does it truly reflect their current target market?
Okay.
If not, it's time for an update.
All right, so then take a hard look at your content marketing strategy.
Right.
Are you creating content that speaks to your ideal customer?
Right.
At each stage of their buying journey? Are you using the right channels to reach them?
Are you measuring your results?
Yeah, and don't forget about your sales team.
The sales team is crucial.
Yeah.
Do they have the tools,
yeah,
the training,
yeah,
the support that they need to thrive in today's complex B2B landscape?
This deep dive has been a whirlwind tour of B2B sales lead generation.
It has been.
And I truly hope our listeners are walking away feeling energized.
Yeah.
And equipped with a clear roadmap for success.
I hope so too. And you know, this brings up another interesting question. In today's market, it's so competitive.
It is.
Right.
It is.
Standing out, it's more crucial than ever.
It is.
So how can you actually differentiate your business?
Yeah.
And make a lasting impression on your ideal customers?
That's a great question.
Yeah. Yep. That's something to ponder as you continue on this journey.
It is. That's all for this deep dive.
Right.
But remember, learning never stops.
Never stops.
Keep exploring. Keep experimenting.
Yeah.
Keep pushing the limits of what's possible in B2B sales lead generation.
Absolutely.
Until next time.
Or on
the front lines and really have those valuable insights.
They do. They're the ones talking to the customers every day.
Right, right.
You got to tap into that that on the ground knowledge.
What's working? What's not? What challenges are they facing?
Right. And don't be afraid to experiment. Try new approaches, test different tools, use data to guide your decisions.
Okay.
That's how you stay ahead of the curve and make sure that your sales strategies are as effective as they can be.
Now we've covered a lot of ground.
A lot.
In this deep dive into B2B sales and lead generation.
From the nitty-gritty of defining your ideal customer profile to the power of social proof, mm-hmm, the absolute necessity of data-driven decisions.
Data is everything.
Data is king these days. Now, let's step back for a second and look at the bigger picture.
Right.
It's about moving beyond those individual tactics and embracing a more holistic approach to B2B sales-led generation. It's not just about checking off boxes. It's about building a system that works smoothly from start to finish.
Like a well-oiled machine?
A well-oiled machine. And like any well-oiled machine, it needs regular maintenance and fine-tuning. You can't just set it and forget it.
Absolutely not.
Continuous improvement is essential. And the B2B landscape, well, it's always evolving. We need to be constantly learning, adapting, refining our strategies. What worked yesterday might not work today, and what's working today might be obsolete tomorrow.
So how do we stay ahead of the curve? The guide mentions getting feedback from your sales team, which is crucial, but what are some other ways to ensure we're always improving?
Well, data analytics is our compass here. We need to track our key performance indicators, or KPIs.
Right, KPIs.
Analyze that data and pinpoint those areas where we can do better. Our lead conversion rate's dropping. Is our sales cycle getting longer? The data will reveal where we need to focus our energy.
So it's like having a rearview mirror and a crystal ball at the same time. You see what's worked in the past and use that knowledge to make smarter decisions about the future.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. And we can't be afraid to experiment. Try new approaches, test different tools, see what delivers the best results for your specific business and target market.
A/B testing is our friend.
A/B testing is your friend.
So let's zoom out even further. We've talked about building relationships, providing value, but how does this all connect to the overall success of a business? Why should CEOs, business owners, care about revamping their B2B sales lead generation?
It all boils down to this. B2B sales lead generation is the lifeblood of any business. It's how you attract new customers, increase revenue, and ensure that long-term sustainability. Without a consistent flow of high-quality leads, your business will eventually struggle.
That's a stark reality. This isn't just a sales issue. It's a business-critical issue.
It is. It's an issue that needs attention from the top. CEOs and business owners, they need to understand the importance of investing in a robust B2B sales lead generation strategy.
And that investment goes beyond just money, right?
Absolutely. It's about fostering a culture that values relationships, prioritizes the customer experience, and embraces continuous improvement.
Continuous improvement. So what's the next step for our listener?
Wow.
We've absorbed a ton of information here, but how do we turn knowledge into action? Where should they start after finishing this deep dive?
I would say revisit their ideal customer profile.
Okay.
Is it still accurate? Does it truly reflect their current target market? If not, it's time for an update.
Okay. Then take a hard look at your content marketing strategy. Are you creating content that speaks to your ideal customer at each stage of their buyer's journey? Are you using the right channels to reach them?
And are you measuring your results? Are you constantly looking for ways to improve and refine your approach?
And don't forget about your sales team. Do they have the tools, the training, the support they need to thrive in today's complex B2B landscape?
Exactly. Equip them to succeed.
This deep dive has been a whirlwind tour of B2B sales lead generation, and I truly hope our listeners are walking away feeling energized and equipped with a clear roadmap for success.
I hope so too. And you know, this brings up another interesting question. In today's market, it's so incredibly competitive. Standing out is more crucial than ever. So how can you differentiate your business and make a lasting impression on your ideal customers?
That's a great question.
It is. That's something to ponder as you continue on this journey.
It is. That's all for this deep dive. But remember, learning never stops. Keep exploring, keep experimenting, and keep pushing the limits of what's possible in B2B sales lead generation. Until next time.
See you then.